You're listening to Cross Currents from KELW News. I'm Hanat Baba. In our last story, we took a walk with young Yemeni women from OIHS, Oakland International High School. Many of them feel caught in a cultural dilemma. They come from a place where dating is prohibited and education is seen as secondary to having a family. But they're going to an American high school where female empowerment and, yes, dating are commonplace. So what's a girl to do? Mills College reporter Sophia Wastanese brings us this story from OIHS about a real-life Romeo and Juliet.
It's May 1st, May Day, on the campus of Oakland International High School. It's a day known for celebration and protests for equal rights. So the students have worked together to create huge posters emblazoned with slogans like End Deportation, Liberty, and Dream, causes close to these students' hearts and lives. Many of the students have painted their faces with the flag of their home countries. But even though they come from different places, they've made a collective home here at OIHS. It's like a mini United Nations.
Here, there's like a lot of language differences and color and culture, religion, everything.
That's Billen. She's a senior at OIHS. She came from Ethiopia 2.5 years ago. Now she's sharing her lunch with two new Eritrean students on a shaded bench under a tree in the courtyard. Getting an education is a big deal for Billen. When she first got here, she felt so inadequate she thought she should just give up and clean houses. Now she's planning on going to nursing school.
My senior research project was birth control and which birth control did you recommend for teenagers? That was my question.
Why did she pick this as her topic? Back in Ethiopia, she'd been told birth control makes women permanently infertile. She knew other young women at the school had similar misconceptions, and she wanted to share what birth control really was, especially because she knows that girls on campus are dating, and some are having sex.
Well, that's a big issue in terms of getting them information on how to be safe and how to protect themselves and how to get that information to all of these students who are coming from such diverse backgrounds.
That's Scheherazade Makarimi, the community school capacity builder at OIHS. She says just this year there are 8 students who are pregnant or who've had children.
I think that most of the Yemeni girls I've graduated from this school have been married within either when they're still here or within the first or second year that they leave school, that they graduate. And they're, so last year we had 2 seniors who were already married. One was pregnant. She gave birth during school.
Out of the almost 400 students at OIHS, 35 are Yemeni. Yemen is a predominantly Muslim country. Young women aren't allowed to date, and marriages are often arranged. Makarimi says, like any public high school in Oakland, OIHS has sexual education classes. But that doesn't mean everyone takes them.
A lot of times our, Yemeni girls will opt out. Like, their families are like, no, you can't. We're not going to talk about this. Or a lot of, even, Yemeni boys will opt out.
My dad, he got mad at me. He said, you're not allowed to study about that because you're a girl.
That's Samar. We're using a pseudonym for reasons that will become clear.
And then he sent to my teacher a message that I should not study about it. It's not allowed.
Samar is a junior at OIHS, and she says neither of her parents have talked to her about the birds and the bees.
My mom, she doesn't talk about anything to the girl. Even if the kids ask, how you birth your children, how it's come. It's like, oh, from the stomach. It's like, how from the stomach? They want to know.
There's a reason she's so curious about all this stuff.
I fell in love with a person, and he's from Yemen, and also I'm from Yemen. He's Muslim.
Even though she's dating a young Muslim man from her own country, and even though their relationship is chaste, just having a boyfriend is forbidden. When her brother and sister went through her phone and found out she was texting with a boy, they were outraged.
And then he was saying, it's better you die, I don't want to see you. And then I was like, it was so painful because it's hurting my feeling. And also I was like, okay, I was like, my heart is broken.
And also I try a lot of things to do something bad to me. I try to kill myself.
She says she's no longer suicidal.
I wish that I can go somewhere. Just only, I don't have anyone, just myself, think about it. And don't come back to my home. Just start a new life by myself without anyone.
Part of the reason she wants to escape is because Samar lives with the fear that her siblings will tell her father she's dating.
My dad, he will get mad at me and he will send me back to my country. My brother told me that if he has a chance, he will send me back to my country. But right now, it isn't a war.
Yemen is in the midst of a violent regional and factional war, and the violence there makes it less likely that her father will send her back. But she's still playing the lead in a very real version of Romeo and Juliet. Her older brother has threatened to marry her off to the first man to show interest.
Are you okay with that?
I'm not okay because if it's coming, like I'm when I'm studying, I'm not gonna say yes because I really want to finish my school, my education, have a better life, have better job, and then I will get married. Because a lot of girls, they get divorced and they don't have anyone to support them.
Going to school in America with young people from different cultures has taught Samar that education is the most important thing, and now she wants to be fully independent and to help other Yemeni girls become empowered, too. Samar and her boyfriend have stopped talking until things tied over, but that doesn't mean they've broken up.
When he's going to finish his school, maybe we will get engaged. For real, I really love him. He's over there.
She points across the school's courtyard to a tall, handsome boy who has been eyeing us from a distance. She is quiet for a bit as she watches him longingly.
That's why I miss him. I really miss him.
He's super, super cute. He's tall.
He's taller than me.
Way taller.
And he's so skinny.
He's so skinny.
Yeah.
Love is hard.
It is hard, and also the religion or the culture.
The problem is, even at an international school like OIHS, she's still at an American school, immersed in a culture where young love is the norm. And she's stuck between an American culture that elevates young love to the stuff of myth and her own family, which sees her falling in love as the deepest defiance. Still, she says, in so many ways, all this new knowledge about freedom has taken a harsh toll.
I don't want to grow up more. I don't want to see all the world. I don't want to get, like, to have experience about difficult things. I want to back to when I was little.
There's a clear contradiction here. Samar says she wants to go back to when she was a child, but back then she was in Yemen, a place where she wouldn't have the chance to pursue her education. She says she doesn't want to see the world, but as a student at OIHS, she's been exposed to multiple worlds. And she's fallen in love, not just with a boy, but with her newfound opportunities.
Do you like it here?
I love it more. More than my country. Because here, more like freedom. You could go whatever you want, like anywhere. In our country, just the girls stay at home, the boys can go outside, do whatever they want. But here, it's girls can have a car, can go anywhere, can go to the party, can work.
And she wants all of that, to live and love as an independent woman. But right now, what she really wants is just to go on a date with her boyfriend. For Cross Currents, I'm Sophia Wastanese.